And we've just started a new mini-series here on Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice, how to turn a problem into a success story. Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about. Yesterday, we said how you can get over making a slip or a trip when you're in your voiceover studio, how you get over that, what you can do instead to make it work for you, how to turn a negative into a positive. You'll see the title of today's episode. And this is referring to a thought that you might have when you look at a script and you go, this is really bad. It's so poorly written. It makes hardly any sense. It's pretty much ungrammatical and unreadable. Yeah. Don't complain about the copy. Certainly not out loud. It may have been written by the studio producer or the client themselves and they're sitting right there. Instead, okay, the grammar may not look right, but it will probably sound right. And it's your job to make it work. If you still think the words work better on the page than in your mouth, maybe they're too formal or awkward or with a difficult rhythm, then consider politely asking, does this sound right to you? Is it okay? And if they have a quizzical look on their face and say, I was thinking the same thing, you can say, well, okay, I've got it here. I'm just thinking, maybe in that second sentence, maybe we could just change that. Would that work for you if we just change that word or we make that into a contraction? That might just work. Okay, just an idea. What to do when it hits that the script is, yeah, well, you can see the title in your podcast player. Tomorrow, how to get your mind to get around a thought or a sentence you might say that goes like this. Yeah, I'm really rubbish today because the cat was sick, I had a row with my daughter and the bus was late. Mm-mm, that's a big no-no. How you can turn that no-no thought into a yes-yes thought tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.